This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and as always, you can join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. At Skype, username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Melanie.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. On the way here tonight, Johnson, looks like there's some problems with some peer-reviewing journals or something like that.
Science is ablaze.
Yeah, people, lots of controversy on that one. We're going to get into it. Also, Melanie, you've got a story about a miscarriage, a girl selling water who was snitched on by a weed dealer. I mean, it gets complicated. We'll get into some of that coming up here. But I did mention last night this story about the Americans not saving, and I do want to get to that here because, well, it's a continuation of the same old story, and that is that people are just not financially intelligent in the United States. And, Melanie, I imagine this strikes home for you as somebody who works with finances on a daily basis. You are a professional bookkeeper, professional accountant. And I don't know, you know, if you've noticed this within your clients. You probably wouldn't want to admit it if you did. But people are not very good about handling their money in the United States.
That is actually not necessarily something that I would be privy to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I know about their business expenses. I might know what they're reinvesting in their business or not.
But you don't know
I don't
how
necessarily
they
know what they have in the savings account, what they have in their stock account. Or even, like, I don't know if they have some other, it's very easy for me to be like, oh, well, you should invest $200 a month in the stock market. But I don't know if you have some major medical expense, if it's under the threshold, I don't know about it, or what your rent is. Like, I can't say.
So, according to the story at Bloomberg.com or BloombergQuint.com, whatever that is, despite recent job gains, rising wages, and failing unemployment, almost a quarter of Americans say they still have no emergency savings. According to an annual Bankrate.com report released last week, the number of Americans who said they have no money readily available in either a checking, savings, or money market account fell to a 7-year low of 23%, down from 24% last year. The study found the poll was conducted in June by research firm SSRS, using a national sample of over 1,000 people. Greg McBride, the financial chief analyst, says, quote, people are not making headway in savings, largely in part because they don't prioritize savings. Unquote. The percentage of Americans with some savings, but not enough to cover even 3 months' worth of expenses, rose to 22% from 20% last year, and the percentage with enough to cover expenses for 3 to 5 months did tick up a little bit to 18% from 17%. But still, only 29% of Americans have enough emergency savings to cover at least 6 months of expenses, which is considered to be a financial planning norm. This is down from 31% in 2017. So many Americans just barely squeaking by, living paycheck to paycheck, or just barely above that line. According to the studies, Torsten Slack, chief international economist at Deutsche Bank, said, quote, despite the enormous wealth gains we've seen in the stock market and the housing market, that wealth is very unevenly distributed. He says that disparity is overriding any gains made in the job sector.
It's actually funny. I was just thinking about this as you were reading these numbers, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm fairly low income compared to my past, and currently I was thinking, I don't really have that 6 months. I would like to have that 6 months,
yep.
And I don't really have it right now. But then I thought about it a little bit more, and I'm like, wait a minute, actually, that's 6 months if I weren't to shut down all non-necessity expenses. And if I were to shut those down, then I'd be fine.
Like Netflix?
Like,
that kind of thing?
Like Netflix, going to the movies, eating out, you know.
So you're living a pretty comfortable life, and you still have several months or a few months of savings?
I would never. Yeah. Right. Never. And I'm making, you know, near minimum wage, you know, like I'm not making a whole lot of money right now. I mean,
yeah,
by choice, I'm just, you know, I should probably do something about it. But
you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable. I'm, you know, everybody, I mean, it's been said on this show before, you know, I'm working for Think Penguin.
No.
And I'm, you know, I build computers, and it's just, I'm working with friends, and that's just a nice thing to do, you know.
It is.
You know, when
if you've got friends who you can work with.
Yeah, if you have friends you can work with.
It can really ruin a friendship in some cases, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if you're working in a comfortable job, you know, with people you like and know, it's like.
Now, you went to college.
Also,
are you
it's
carrying...
not something that looks bad on my resume either, because it's, you know, it's still computer gigs.
So. You did go to graphic design school. Are you still carrying a debt load from that? Are you still paying that?
No.
So that's good. Then you don't. So you're not carrying any debt. Then the car or something like that.
That was taken care of a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's.
I do have a debt load. No, I do have a debt load from a vehicle.
Right.
But you know.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, my home. But
oh, that's right. You did buy the house. the condo.
Now I am officially a New Hampshire resident or whatever.
Right. So.
So they won't give you trouble at the DMV anymore.
Right.
That doesn't mean they won't give you trouble.
Yeah.
They just love to tell you no every time you go to the DMV to find some reason to
actually,
tell you no.
I managed to work out everything and did it all. I actually just had to renew my license and registration and all that, and I was like looking at it, but I just dug through until I found a way to do it online, and I did it all.
When I first moved here, they wanted a subpoena from not a subpoena, a affidavit from my landlord saying that I actually live here.
Right.
And I'm like. Take the money. Like, what is confusing here? Like,
didn't I have to give you that or something?
I think Rich did.
Oh, okay.
You do now have to affirm that you are a New Hampshire resident.
You've always had to do that everywhere.
No, I don't think that's true. Not in New Hampshire originally, right? Because you could use...
There's an inhabitant status in New Hampshire. I'm not sure if you can get a license if you're an inhabitant, though. I'm not sure about that.
Interesting, because how would you then, you know, if you're registering to vote or whatnot?
You can register to vote and be an inhabitant in New Hampshire. And the difference between inhabitancy and residency is very, you know...
It's to let students vote, basically.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if the particular gentleman who we know who went to court over this had a New Hampshire driver's license at the time that he did so, when he was claiming to not be a resident.
You mean me? Because I went to court over this. Daryl.
I was talking about Daryl.
Daryl actually won, and I lost that.
Daryl
won on that issue?
But when Daryl won, did he have a New Hampshire driver's license?
I don't think so. No, he's got an Arizona driver's license.
Okay.
Which expires when he turns 65.
So that's why he won and you lost.
I think so. So anyway, toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk about financial intelligence, and maybe it's not that people aren't intelligent financially. Maybe they're doing the right thing. Maybe it's stupid to save in an economy where, you know, the government is constantly undermining the value of its currency.
Or maybe they have
currency.
Savings, but they just don't let anybody know about it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That could be. They're stashing it under a mattress rather than putting it in a bank account.
I mean, you could have $1 million in Bitcoin, or maybe not Bitcoin Core, $1 million in Ethereum, and nobody would know about it. And when the survey comes, like, do you have savings? Nah.
Nope. None of your business.
I got 300 gold teeth buried in my backyard.
Yeah, that is a good point, and it would be interesting to see questions like, you know, about cryptocurrency asked by a survey like this, just to see, you know, what the spread of at least people admitting to having cryptocurrency is in an anonymous survey.
And that's going
to
be low, because a lot of the people, like, there's a lot of overlap in people who own crypto and people who, like, refuse to have phones, even.
What's crypto?
So getting them to answer a survey is, I don't know, not going to be easy.
What's this crypto you speak of? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Crypto what?
Crypto who?
So according to the Bloomberg story here, the median family simply has fewer resources, said one of their commentators, pointing to a 2017 report that he authored on U.S. income and wealth inequality. About a third of U.S. families have no wealth or negative wealth outside of the value of their home. He says it's obviously not good from a vulnerability perspective. Now, I guess what that means when it says negative wealth, I presume that means they're in debt. Right? They've got credit card debt, they've got a car loan, they may have a home loan, and they are just, you know, leveraged all over the place and have really nothing that they can really even call their own. Because if you've got loans on all those things, the bank owns them. You don't actually own them. You're just taking care of it between the time when you hopefully, you know, ultimately pay it off and now. And in the meantime, if you don't pay it off, then the bank will take it back from you because you don't actually own it. The majority of Americans, says the story, don't seem to be worried about their financial situation, however. 62% of Americans say they're somewhat or very comfortable with their emergency savings. Shockingly, about 1 in 5 Americans with no emergency savings at all say they feel comfortable, too. So 20% of the people who have no savings whatsoever, they feel comfy. Does that mean that they think the government's going to take care of them if things go really wrong?
Probably not. They're probably doing a risk assessment, and a lot of them are right about their risk assessment. And I'm not confident in people's ability to assess their own financial situation.
We'll continue with more. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll-free, take control of the airwaves. So bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about financial decisions and bad ones on the part of Americans. And I suspect there are other people in the world that also aren't so good with their finances. But these studies that we're talking about are only based in the United States, where a good chunk of Americans have zero emergency savings, or not even just that, but what they're calling negative wealth. About a third of U.S. families have negative wealth, meaning, I presume, they don't define it here, but I presume
negative wealth is having more debt than you have assets.
Right. And they say here...
I wish it was more like negative rights and positive rights.
That's a confusing concept. What do you mean by negative rights and positive rights?
I'm not even sure.
Negative rights is you have the right to not have force initiated against you. Positive rights is everything else.
Positive rights is where it's like you have a right to healthcare,
or free speech,
something where
transportation.
Right, something where somebody else is being coerced in order to provide you with that thing, basically.
Yeah.
So negative wealth would be like what the socialists are trying to set up, right? It's like where you have the right to not have work initiated against you or something like that. I don't know.
If you want to help build your own wealth, cryptocurrency may be a solution for you. Now, of course, there's a chance it could go down in value, like any kind of investment. But cryptocurrency is something worth looking into. If you have just dollars, then you might want to consider diversifying. Maybe look at some precious metals. Maybe look at cryptocurrency. And if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, start at the beginning. Go to Bitcoin.com and learn about the one that started it all. It's Bitcoin.com. Head over there and get the basic information. If you're not so new to crypto, you'll also be able to find cool news information over at news.bitcoin.com. They update every single day with fresh information and opinion over at news.bitcoin.com. The site is loaded with useful tools. You can buy BTC, you can buy Bitcoin Cash through the site, so head on over there to bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Ian Johnson and Melanie in the studio here tonight. A good chunk of Americans really don't have much in the way of wealth. And according to the one of the folks are quoting here at the Bloomberg article, Americans are not even worried. A good chunk of them, 62%, say they're somewhat or very comfortable with their emergency savings, which many don't have any or very little. Shockingly, about 1 in 5 Americans with no emergency savings at all say they feel comfortable, too. McBride says they're kidding themselves. Quote, in some cases, it's just denial. They've never been out of work, had a big medical expense, or experienced a significant event that threatened their emergency savings, unquote. More highlights from the report include lower-income households are more likely to have no emergency savings, but 27% of the lowest-income households have accumulated enough savings to save or to cover at least 3 months' worth of expenses, suggesting that savings is not a function of income. And I think that's a fair thing to say. It's a function of your ability to withhold spending everything you receive, right? Like you, if you have the willpower, if you have the discipline, the financial discipline, then you can do this stuff. It's not rocket science. You just have to be able to, like you were saying, Johnson, if you needed to, you could cut back on some of the luxury items that you enjoy. Yeah. You go out to eat with your girlfriend on a fairly regular basis. You probably subscribe to Netflix, Hulu, and maybe something else.
Well, no,
right?
Not on
just
Hulu,
one of them.
Yep, Netflix.
Just Netflix. Because some people do more than one.
And cable.
What about Amazon Prime?
I do have Amazon Prime.
Okay, so there's another one. So you got cable and Netflix.
Cable and Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Cable's usually running people, what, $80, $100 a month or something like that?
Well, you know, mine's part of a package, so I get it for like $10. So.
Is it like the basic of all basics cable? You're not getting HBO for $10
a
month,
yeah,
right?
No, yeah, not adding it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I only got the basic because it was so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an add-on to high-end internet.
But you can look at your expenses. You can pull up your credit card receipts. You can save all your cash receipts. Yeah, and you can look at those.
And I could make the option to not have the highest end internet. You know, I could. Well, actually, no. Now,
do you have top tier?
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't have top tier anymore. Since Spectrum made that not really necessary.
What do you mean?
So, well, I mean, before when I was Time Warner, I had, like, the highest-end package.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Time Warner is horrible.
Yeah, they were awful. And
right. Tethering for my phone was better than Time Warner, so that's what I did.
So, like, I had the high-end package on Time Warner, and then Spectrum came in and was like, well, we're going to give you basically that with our lowest-end package.
And we're going to lower your prices,
right,
what they told me.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
I mean, I don't need 300 down or whatever they're offering.
That's their maximum right now in Keene. They are, by the way, shooting for a gigabit connection. That's right. Coming.
Yeah.
So they're trying to roll that out across their entire network within the next year or so.
I don't even, like, it's weird to be in the territory where, like, I've always wanted to be the top of the connection.
And now you don't feel like you need it.
Why would I need a gigabit? Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
I keep upgrading because I want more upstream. That's why.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Well, you're also a radio studio, not just, you know, a random person.
But I really don't need 20 megabits a second. I could get by with 10.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I mean, surfing the internet and a lot of these things, the servers on the internet, like, you can't.
They don't go fast enough.
You can't get it. Like, even if you have it, you're not going to be able to use it.
At 300 megabits a second down, it actually gets hard to find a speed test that can hit that level.
Right. So it's just, it doesn't even make sense to have that, at least not right now. So why pay for it right now? But the upstream, on the other hand, that is something you can use a whole lot of if you had, you know, a website or a reason to do it. But yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if people want to, and so what they're saying here is that, again, low-income households have been able to save in order to cover their expenses. So it really has to do with the financial discipline of the individuals in question here. If your parents taught you financial discipline, if you learn, spent some of your younger years learning how to budget and learning how to spend less than you earn, then you carry that on into your adult years.
That kind of makes it sound like it's a genetic trait or something you have
no
control
teaching.
Over.
It's teaching.
But you could have parents who just, you know, or stupid, and
well, you can
figure
learn
out
from
by yourself,
that.
Like,
that's
hey,
true.
Maybe I should not spend more money than I take.
Maybe
in.
I should not
like, maybe
do.
Maybe that's a basic concept I shouldn't do.
Right, and if your dad is a drunk and a total loser, and he spends all his money on alcohol and cigarettes, you might observe that as his son or daughter and figure, that's something I don't want to do with my life. And absolutely, you can learn by watching the failures of others as well. And it's never too late to start good financial habits. So, you know, even if you find yourself in your 40s and not with any significant savings, it's never too late to learn the basics of budgeting, look at the things that you're spending money on, and figure out what you can cut out. Are you going to Starbucks every day and waiting in line or Dunkin' Donuts for a cup of coffee? Do you really need to be spending whatever it is? What is it, $4, $5 for a fancy coffee at a Starbucks or something like that? That adds up every single day. And, you know, or maybe a cigarette habit or whatever it is, some sort of vice. Vices are, of course, one of the hardest things for people to cut out because they're, you know,
but
frequently
that doesn't
addicted.
Have to be what you cut out. Like, if you're just going to keep drinking, okay, fine.
If you're eating out every day.
You could do something else.
You could pack your own lunch. If you're going out to eat on a regular basis, you could cut those back by half, cut it back by more than half. There's always somewhere that you can look at. Or take on roommates.
The largest expense I think that people have is alcohol and tobacco.
Are you saying that on your... Is there actually statistics on that, or are you saying that's... You're speculating that's
I'm
the largest
speculating
expense?
I mean, housing is usually... Unless you're very wealthy, housing is usually your largest expense.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't spend $500, $600, $700, $800.
That's not an easy one to alter, though.
But are they in an unnecessarily large house, an unnecessarily expensive house? That's an important question about the housing.
You can usually move to a worse neighborhood.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong voters, no crime.
Representative Maxine Waters has been in the news because she's calling for protests of Trump administration officials, and both parties are coming out and speaking on this, including Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who says enough is enough.
I think it's inappropriate for any of us to condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here. Have you been able to turn around your financial situation, and what was the process that you used? What was it that kind of woke you up to the fact that you had a problem and made you actually want to change your habits? If you want to share your story, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Melanie.
Now, Melanie, you are a professional accountant by trade, and you've hung out your shingle, I think about a year ago now, to kind of do your own thing.
I think like 2 years ago, but yeah, whatever.
That long ago? Wow. Yeah. You used to work for a company, now you're doing your own thing. You've got individual clients, you've got companies that have hired you, smaller
kind of businesses usually, yeah.
To do some bookkeeping work, and your rates are very affordable, as low as $100 per month for bookkeeping services.
Yeah, so based on number of transactions, and if you have a complicated ownership structure, $100 a month is the lowest monthly plan, which would go through your books and then do some preemptive tax planning stuff.
So somebody that wanted to could contact you through tax.freetalklive.com. It's a website that will jump you right over to Melanie's site. You can reach out directly to her, and then you'll consult and take a look. You'd like an initial look and see, okay, this is what it'll cost you.
Yeah, see what they have going on, what they need, and then we could put a price on it at that point.
And you take cryptocurrency. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
And are there preferred cryptos, or
if somebody wants to pay me in Monero, that'd be awesome. But,
you prefer Monero? Okay.
Yeah, Ethereum.
Has anyone ever paid in Monero?
No.
Okay.
And they're not going to.
Well, you never know.
Ethereum, Bitcoin, Cash, all major
cool.
cryptocurrencies
the big ones,
is how
okay.
I phrase it. Yeah.
What percentage of your clients are crypto payers?
Would you
say? Just curious, if you want to share.
During tax season, pretty heavy.
Really? Like more than 25%? More than
40%? Most of my clients are from here.
Really?
So,
oh, that's great news. Radio works, people. So check her out over at tax.freetalklive.com. Whether, again, you just got to do something personal taxes, you want somebody to handle that for you, or you've got a business, a small business, and you need a professional, she can help you at tax.freetalklive.com. So our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're sharing some statistics. It's sort of like, you know, the same old story every single year where Americans are just notoriously bad at saving their money and... once again, the statistics continue to back that up. Johnson, you were telling us during the break, you wanted to mention on the air, you kind of had a story about somebody that you knew.
Well, I mean, it was just a video that I watched on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It was this couple that's traveling across country in a van, talking about their...
That's a good way to save some money,
yeah,
right?
So like, they were
don't
going
have
over,
a house.
Well, it's not really a good way to have income at all.
Well,
kind of have to already be independently wealthy for that to be viable.
Or you can work from the road.
They were in their early 20s and very poor.
Really? Okay.
They were making their money off of YouTube. So
really?
Yeah. So they were, well, actually, no, I should say they were making part of their money off of YouTube. They specifically went over their income, and they said that their income that particular month for YouTube was $500.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the highest it had ever been, but it was getting higher, so they were, you know, thrilled about that. But then,
was that before YouTube started to really jack people around?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
And then they said that separately, their income, their combined income, was about, I think they said 2,000 something a month. So it was not a huge income,
right? But if you don't have rent to pay.
Right.
That helps a bit.
Yeah. So they were, you know, basically, they went over all their expenses and after adding it up, I mean, the guy was talking about how he didn't even want to do it. So he's, you know, was saying.
He didn't
want
to add up his expenses.
Yeah, he's like, please like this video because this was very painful because I didn't even want to know what these numbers were.
Oof.
You know, so, and then one of the things that they discovered from doing this was that they were spending approximately $291 a month on coffee.
Wow.
So that was just, you know, interesting. And the reason why I brought that up is just because...
And these are people who don't have to wake up at a specific time every day, right?
Well, presuming they had some kind of jobs that they had to do. So I would guess that they had to get up sometime reasonably. I don't know. I don't really know. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
They're not a regular channel. I watched the video itself. Looked interesting. I was like, you know, people in a van... You know, going over their finances. I'm like, oh, that looks like an interesting. So, it's just interesting. The idea or the thought there is that I think, you know, because I brought it up before, I said I think that people have a lot of habits that they could probably curb that are probably pretty massive expenses. Alcohol, I think, is
a
huge
big
cost for a lot of people.
And they are. So, and I think people kind of get caught on, like, one extreme or the other for this. So, like, yes, if you cut out coffee, alcohol, Netflix, like, that will save you money. And you can, instead of spending it, save or invest that money. However, like, cutting out coffee is not going to get you a house or make you a millionaire or whatever. It's going to improve
your
situation.
But if you bought cryptocurrency with the money that you would have spent on coffee, and then it goes up 100 times over the next 5 years, you might just be able to buy a house.
It's still a long-term game plan. It's not like,
sure,
cut out coffee next month.
No,
buy a
yeah,
house.
Of course not. There's never anything like that.
No.
You don't ever get a next month, you get a big thing if you manage to defeat a vice.
Well,
it takes, you know, years.
So let's say you made, you know, a very impressive goal of saying, like, I'm going to cut out all vices. I'm going to cut out cable. I'm going to cut out... you know, all these entertainment services, you know, maybe I'll just watch YouTube videos or something like that. I'm going to cut out going out to eat and only eat at, you know, I'm only going to buy groceries and try and live inexpensively.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, cut out vices like, you know, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, coffee, you know, for the most part. Maybe you need a little bit or something like that, but cut that out, you know, way down and really live in austerity for a while to try and save money. Let's say you make yourself a goal of doing that for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that most Americans could probably save $30,000 doing that.
There's a good chance. And certainly they could pay off their debts, I would imagine, if they did that too. Let's talk to Dodger. He's got some comments listening in the mitten of Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, gentlemen. Lady
and
gentlemen.
Yes.
I am... in the palm of the man, and I apologize, I'm sitting outside. I live in a kind of a busy street, but...
I don't hear anything. Just go right ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. At either rate, so I haven't been the most responsible about my money, but yeah, I heard a frigging amazing show last night on Free Talk Live with Mark and Joel. I want to say Ian.
Yeah, they are the hosts of Dash Force News' Three Amigos podcast. They joined us last night.
I had to listen to the show twice. I really wanted to call in last night, but I guess my mind was kind of blown because it just so happens that I don't make a lot of money, so that's probably part of the reason I haven't been able to, like, put money away, but I just got, like, $100 extra, and I kind of wanted to ask if... the co-host tonight, if you had an extra $100, where would you put it? Because holding on to it, it's just going to decrease value.
That's true. The government is going to continue to print money and therefore decrease the value of...
Do you have debt?
No.
Okay.
No credit card debt, no car loan, no home loan, no college loan.
No.
That's a good place to start from.
I have my, I get paid every 2 weeks, and
yep.
I'm considering just taking that $100 and putting it into Dash, and I didn't know how you guys felt about that, because that was kind of an epic show last night. I thoroughly enjoyable.
Well, whenever you're looking at putting money into cryptocurrency, you always have to remember that anything that you put in there, you could lose. And so you never want to put in more than you can afford to lose. So if you can afford to lose $100, then cryptocurrency, I think, is a fine, risk. It's a risk, but, it could go down, and it has been going down over recent months in general. Of course, you never know when it's going to go and turn back toward the upward direction. If you want, hang on, Dodger. We can talk a little bit more about, because we'll go around the circle here, and, if you had no debts, which is a great place to be starting from, what do you do with that first $100? And what do you do every 2 weeks after that? We'll continue here, and your calls and thoughts, welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. We're talking about savings habits and the notoriously bad habits of many Americans when it comes to saving. But as we've been pointing out here, it's never too late to get started on this, no matter how old you are. Obviously, the sooner you get started, the better off long term you'll be. But again, it's never too late to get started with good habits in this area to make your life more comfortable in the future, and certainly create a better future for any kids that you might have or partners, that kind of thing. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson
and Melanie.
As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. Johnson, you may have some good news to announce about one of the shirts that you had designed. That you do a website called libertyminded.com.
That's right.
And that's where you can get official Free Talk Live merchandise.
Oh, so correct.
But also you can get very liberty-oriented shirts and, you know, hats and things like that.
Yep.
And you're always coming out with new designs. One of those designs was apparently it upset your previous T-shirt printer. They didn't want to print it because they were worried about some kind of copyright issue.
Yeah, it's a spoof shirt, so it's, you know,
it's a parody.
Yeah, it's a parody, and it's parodying multiple different brands.
So Dora the Explorer was one of them.
That was the one that was the most recognizable that was challenged because, you know, it has a similar-looking character.
Right, and Fedora was also the Linux distribution. So it was about describe the shirt a little bit.
Fedora the Explorer.
Fedora the Explorer. So it's like the Dora girl with a fedora hat on. And,
that's right.
You know. And it's clear, as you argue, clear fair use in the world of parody.
Yeah.
And this other T-shirt
company.
Not
actually Dora. It's Fedora.
Right. This other T-shirt company didn't agree, and they refused to print it, but you found somebody new.
That's right. So, and, you know, hopefully the quality will be up to snuff and, you know, everything there. But the shirt is available, so it's available.
And people had tried to order it, right, previously, and they just couldn't.
That's right. So what I've done for the orders that I had is that I've ordered them as samples to come to me, and then I will redistribute them. Yeah.
So what else is new over at libertyminded.com?
Other than that, that's pretty much what I've been working on. You know, before I was at ForkFest, so I've been a little just busy.
Right.
I've also been working on my other project, which is, I'll just say, it's goldenhourgraphics.com, which is my graphic design aspirations. So I'm doing that as well. And
meaning you can be hired for graphic design.
That's correct. Yes, I can be hired.
So you got political signage you need to make. You've done websites.
Business cards, websites. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Graphics like logos, things like that.
Yep.
So libertyminded.com. Head on over there. Get yourself some Free Talk Live gear, like hoodies and T-shirts. Do you sell the baby doll tees? Are those still a thing or no?
Yes.
Still okay.
Some,
so, yeah, some cool stuff. Let's go back to Dodger. He's in Michigan listening in the mitten. Dodger, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us that you have an extra $100 and you feel like you should do something with it. You were really inspired by the show we had on last night with some of the guys from the Dash Force News podcast, and you feel like you should do something cryptocurrency related. You were suggesting maybe buy some Dash, and you'd asked the panel here what we would do if we were in your circumstances where you have no debt. That was your first question, Melanie, because that would make sense, right? Pay off some debts with $100 if you have debt.
Yeah, because the interest on your debt is
most. I mean, technically, I owe the state of Michigan Department of Treasury driver responsibility fees, and they won't let me get my driver's license back until I pay $3,400 to them. And
wow.
Thank you, Jennifer Granholm. One of the first things that Rick Snyder did when he became governor was to repeal that law, thankfully. But the fact is I accrued those expenses.
Mm. Now, are they hitting you with interest on that $3,400? Are you having to pay? Is
no,
it increasing?
No. It's
just what you have to pay to get your license back.
If
you were to get you. Okay, yeah, so that's not debt.
Okay. It's not urgent, at least.
Yeah, so, I mean...
It's not debt at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's morally, it's not debt.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and that's why I refuse to pay it and get my driver's license. So,
All right. So what would you do, panel, Johnson, Melanie, whoever wants to take it first, if you had no debt outstanding, and you had your first $100 to do something with investing like? Now, none of us are professional investors, so this is just our own opinions about what, you know, what we might do.
I'm of the opinion that I don't necessarily like to buy crypto. So
you prefer to earn it?
I prefer to earn it. So right. I would, you know, maybe take that $100, invest it in some way of, you know, being able to turn it into crypto. But
my first instinct was precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
It's
hard to go wrong with precious metals.
Specifically, silver. So.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong with precious metals, and I say that because over history, you can look at precious metal prices compared to the dollar, and you know what you buy, what you know, a certain amount of precious metals will get you. And the old saying is that you know an ounce of silver will basically buy you the same thing today that it would have bought you 50 years ago or whatever, because gold and silver, precious metals, generally trends to keep up with inflation of the government's money supply.
See, I don't know. See, like, in terms of the point that I was making, I think that you would probably be able to find, you know, it's a good crossover audience if you're going to buy precious metals and then have somebody buy precious metals from you for crypto, but I don't know that it's necessarily, you're not going to be able to mark up a precious metal that much.
No.
So I don't know that that's necessarily.
Well, it's market value is its market value, essentially,
right,
is what it comes down to.
So what I mean, what you're saying there then becomes a comparison of precious metals to crypto, in which case, if I had to make a choice, that becomes a different question. If your question is, would you invest in precious metals or crypto? Crypto, hands down, I would not be investing in precious metals.
Crypto is more liquid. It's easier to get in and out of.
Right.
With precious metals, you've got to go to the silver dealer.
Well, that depends on where you are. That's true in Keene, New Hampshire.
No, it's not hard anywhere. You can just hook up with Uphold.com or Coinbase or something like that. You can get in and out of crypto pretty easily that
but
way.
But that's not the point that I was making. So the point that I was making is, like, what skills do you have? What can you do to produce something that will earn you money? In other words, do you have a hobby that you could like craft something? Do you like to whittle? Can you whittle bears, you know, like out of wood or something that you can then sell? You know, in other words, can you do something where you're producing something that you can then turn into a source of income?
So
that
you're saying
passive,
invest in yourself with $100.
Passive income.
Well, I love it, Johnson. I freaking love that idea. My whole thing is I don't. I've called the show before, and I have plans to move to New Hampshire. Actually, I put a date on the calendar just last week, and I said I will be in New Hampshire by this date. And so
that's a good way to plan.
I know what I
set a deadline, then you'll keep to it.
And my whole thing, I have something that I feel I've never done before in my entire life, and I have a passion for, and I really love the fact that Johnson brought up this idea of why not just take that money and put it towards that.
And, I think it's a good idea. Because like you're saying, if you're investing in yourself, if you can use that to create some sort of business or whatever, now $100 may not be enough, but it might be a start. It might be a good starting point. But it's, you know, something to consider, because if you can actually earn your own money, then you can use some of that to invest further. And you're then ultimately doing the thing you want to do rather than, say, working for another person, working at a job. I mean, that's the ideal situation for anybody, to where every hour you put in your day is benefiting you directly, your family directly, instead of the boss, basically. Now, Melanie, what would you do with that?
And the fact is, throughout life, at least I've kind of considered this to be a fact of my life, that when I'm doing something that I enjoy doing, I'm going to be better at it, because I kind of have a vested interest. So that was an aspect that I didn't even think about. Like, I heard the show last night, got $100. I'm thinking about just throwing it in Dash, but in the same sense, maybe it would be better served. I just don't want to hold on to a $100 bill and let it lose
that
value.
You can guarantee is going to go down in value over time. Melanie, what would you do with $100 if you were in his spot?
So, crypto, precious metals, and stock, depending on how long-term, short-term this is and what kind of risk you're feel safe with. Now, the only thing I would say, if you get precious metals are things you can hold in your hand. They're not things on a computer screen in an account. And then if you are not in the habit of saving, especially if you're about to move somewhere where you can just spend Dash, if your idea is I'm going to save this money, put it in at least a desktop wallet, if not a hardware wallet or a paper wallet.
A hardware wallet is going to cost them $100
there. So then put it in at least a desktop wallet. That way you can't just go into the store and spend it if your idea is, I'm saving this.
Dodger, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully that helps you with some ideas, and I appreciate hearing from you. Our number two is next. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.